cycle of white light radio and people's internet radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 3rd of April 2022, and the weather seems to be getting better these days, although it went a bit chilly during the week, but it's good to see the sun out anyway. Right, tonight my guest on the show is Harry Rhodes, and Harry is a regular on the show and always has fantastic information to tell us and things that he's doing and what's going on. So I've been speaking to the Irish Assembly group regarding structured water, and it's fascinating how good this is for your health. So I said, I know somebody that I can get on the show who can talk about this and who actually has devices that you can buy off them to help you produce structured water. So Harry is the best man for the job, I think. So I've asked Harry to come on, and I'll be bringing Harry on in a few minutes. But as usual, we'll find out what the communication channels are, and we'll be talking about a few bits after that.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, you know the website, it's circleofwhitelight.com, and also on patreon.com/COWLR, and on PayPal if you want to make a donation. Thank you for your support. As usual, we donate every month to a worthy cause, a charity. We try and do our best to pay it forward and pass it on. And t-shirts are also available. And if you want to stay up to date on what's going on, any news, pop over to the website and pop in your email address and subscribe. And then you'll get regular updates and emails of what's going on and who's going to be on the show and what things we're doing at Circle of White Light Towers. Right, okay, just a few things before we bring Harry in. Last week, it was like an obituary column that I read out with three people that passed away. And again, this week, we have one person that we know that I know has passed away. A person that has been incredible in getting the information out there, and a chap called John Lear, and he's a famous pilot and UFO researcher. I did try and at times when I was on OAM trying to get John, but he was always elusive, and I could never get him on the actual show to have an interview with him. It would have been great to have a chat. But John Lear has been exposing loads of stuff. I think he's the, at one time, he was the only guy in the world that actually had flown so many planes. Incredible guy. And exposed an awful lot. And the passing of John Lear. So there's two highly respected people, Jordan Maxwell and John Lear, now passed over. Which is, sad to hear. But, you know, I suppose it's something that we can't avoid, I suppose. Okay, so just another couple of things on the list to read out. On a website called liberal.ie, it said here that the NHS staff are asking men if they are pregnant before getting scans. I think the world's gone mad. Male cancer patients going for scans in NHS trust hospitals are now being asked if they are pregnant or expecting a baby. The ridiculous questioning is both unfair and confusing to men, reports The Telegraph. The new practice was introduced after the government removed the word female from the law governing the medical procedures and replaced it with individuals. The Walton Centre NHS Foundation Trust in Liverpool now asks all patients under the age of 60, regardless of how you may identify your gender. The Daily Telegraph understands that it is among a handful of trusts that have implemented the policy for men and women undergoing procedures that involve radiotherapy and could harm an unborn baby. There is anger at the NHS for prioritising gender over sex in order to be inclusive of trans people, including single-sex wards. Well, there you go, folks. You know, so if you go for radiotherapy or you're going for some treatment in the NHS and you're a man, they'll ask you if you're pregnant. Now, People's Front to Judea and the Judeans People's Front comes to mind with this. I'm sorry, or maybe I'm just old fashioned, but you know, so you can't, a man can't be, cannot be pregnant, but he has the right to be pregnant, right? Okay. And sorry, but it just, that's just doesn't make sense to me. It's sound ridiculous. Also, the other thing that's in the press at the moment, in the papers, and what people are talking about is the return of vintage smartphones, but vintage phones. You know, your old Nokia 3300 and all these phones. More and more people are actually dropping the smartphones and they're going back to the old phones. So it might be time to dust off your old Nokia, because brick phones are making a comeback. Global stupid phones is what they're called now. Sales are rising while smartphone sales are going down. Well, I wonder why. Well, one guy commented that he got so fed up having his face in the smartphone, his smartphone all the time, watching social media and all that. He was missing everything around him, because he kept on, his head was constantly in the phone. So he said purposely he went and got rid of his smartphone. He just got one, a Nokia phone. And he said, now I just have the phone for exactly what I need it for, calls and texts, you know. And he said, that's it. He said, now I kind of walk around and you know, and enjoy what I need to enjoy. And sometimes I see people that I would not normally see if my head was in the phone. So, and I'm the same. I mean, I have a smartphone, but I only use it for texts, and I use it for just text and communication. And it's amazing how many people, even in the alt media, say to me, "Oh, I'll get you on WhatsApp or Telegram or Instagram," and I don't do any of that stuff at all. I don't have my phone even connected to the internet whatsoever. I purely just use it for text messaging, and if somebody calls me, and I put it on speaker because I don't hold it up to my ear. So that's it. But so many people just assume that you're on the internet. And I would say to, you know, what they're trying to do is obviously bring in the phones, so everybody has this phone that you can go on and use, like, you know, your online credit and all this. And then your, if you want to pay for something in your SuperValu or whatever, you can use your phone. This is where you want society to go. So, you know, I would just go back to, you know, either an old phone or just use a phone for what it is. And just say, sorry, I don't do the internet anymore. I don't do the internet, or I don't do any social media. And then that just annoys the hell out of them. So there you go. So, and if you want to get these phones, by the way, you can still get them for sale. If you go to AliExpress, believe it or not, I use AliExpress every now and again. They actually have them phones on there. They have new phones and reconditioned phones on AliExpress. And they're quite reasonable as well. So if you want to get an old phone, that's where you can get them. Right, okay, my week. Well, free energy devices, alternators and motors. If anyone has a dummy's guide to understanding alternators, I can point me in the right direction to information about the wiring of an alternator to a motor safely, then I'd be happy to check it out to see if indeed we can get them working. Because it's something that I was talking to the men in the men's shed about, putting together a free energy project. You know, there's a lot of rubbish on YouTube. And a lot of people doing stuff for clickbait, and they have hidden mercury switches, and they have hidden batteries, or they might have a Tesla coil underneath the table, and the light bulb lights up, and you know, you think it's actually working, but it's not. It's a coil underneath. So there's a lot of scammers out there doing videos just purely for the clickbait. So what we said in the men's shed was to that we'll try and put something together ourselves that will see if it works. And one of the things we were talking about was alternators. Now, I'm not a scientist guy, I'm not an engineer, but the job of an alternator is to charge the battery and then obviously keep that topped up, and obviously provides DC current as well for other parts in the car. So my argument is, and maybe this is a simplistic argument, but why can't electric cars also use an alternator to charge the battery? And even if they used what was called, what's called a flip-flop circuit, two sets of batteries which will flip between each other, because I think you can't charge and use at the same time. But then again, when you're on a mobile phone, you can use a mobile phone while you're charging it and use it as well. So, you know, maybe the technology has improved. But if they had an alternator in an electric car, surely they could charge the batteries and do some electrics, funky electrics on it, that it would work rather than going to chargers. So it's just an idea. But a dummy's guide to alternators would be pretty good. I mean, real dummy's guide. Okay, so I'm going to bring my guest in now. We're going to be talking about structured water tonight, and Harry put me in touch with two people that are using structured water. And I did a quick interview, 10-minute interview, with these two guys, 10 minutes each. And during this show, I'm going to be playing them interviews so you can listen to these two chaps, Ron and Bill, talk about the benefits of structured water and how it's helped their health because they have medical issues. And you'll hear the interview shortly. But Harry has, for years, begged for natural and scientific knowledge. From an educational viewpoint, he was a clean slate. He had a simple education and never went to college, university, the Royal Academy of Science, etc. From just 6 years old, he experimented with everything he could lay his hands on. He smashed open his first Etch-a-Sketch within hours just to find out how he could draw as if it was magic. More recently, he desperately wanted to understand and turn knowledge into technologies that can help all life to heal and flourish. There's a great awakening happening now, and it covers every field and subject for all life on this earth. He is a simple family man with a beautiful wife and child, but feel privileged and humbled to be entrusted with knowledge that has laid the foundation for not just helping to heal people, but changing our whole environment to a healthy, feel-good place to enjoy. He is grateful that someone somewhere presented some amazing and natural technologies that have proven to be awe-inspiring and real. Subjects such as cancer, asthma, the weather, how to reconstruct water, we'll be talking about that, how to make plants grow naturally and at almost twice their current pace and size, reverse vaccine damage and much more. His prized desire is to see this earth being converted into a paradise full of healthy, fulfilled people on a beautiful, healthy planet. He has two sayings, make earth great again, mega, and only results count. Fantastic. Good evening, Harry. How are you?
Good evening. Yeah, fine.
Listen, thanks a lot for coming on. I said the go-to man to speak to regarding the structured water has to be Harry. And before we get into talking about that, Harry, I just want to give people some background as to why the subject came up and now why it's kind of resonating with me. Because normally, you know, when Richard Cumbers, and Richard was talking about the Pain Genie for a few years. And me and Steve interviewed him on OIM. The Pain Genie, we knew about it, it didn't resonate with us for probably 2 years. And then we got Richard on, and then we really got into it. And I think the meeting that I had 2 weeks ago with the group in the assembly, and Brian in the assembly actually did the demo of a magnetic vortexer for doing the structured water. And because he's, you know, has a couple of health issues, and he was taking the structured water and it said it helped him. And then we got into talking about the structured water. And then I seen the videos that you had, Harry, regarding the blood, your woman, the microbiologist, taking a sample of blood before the structured water and then after the structured water. And my God, it's like night and day, really. I mean, the difference between the two. And then the video of the guy holding one bottle of structured water and one bottle of tap water. And the structured water was flowing, really simple, really easy, no restrictions. And the tap water was just dripping. It was like it was being held back and restricted because it was kind of heavier, where the actual structure water was looser, you know. So that really kind of spurred me to get into the subject to find out more, because if we are 73% water in our bodies, then obviously it makes sense to give our bodies what it really needs regarding structured water. So, you know, Harry, you've been doing this a long time, and we do have the interviews from Ron and Bill, which we're going to play later on. But, you know, tell us about your interest in it and your what you've seen, your experiences with it, and, you know, the results from it.
My introduction to water became obsessive when I got involved with specific equipment that Willem Reich was involved with. And I managed to get in touch with the scientists that follow on from Willem Reich, worked with Willem Reich's daughter, and his associated friends. There was Thomas Joseph Brown, an incredible, I believe, one of the leaders in the ethers. Absolutely incredible. But the water subject has absolutely fascinating. And if anybody's only just started listening to this program, stick with it, because this is going to blow your brains out. It's absolutely an incredible subject. So water was very important on the intention and the memory of it involved with the equipment called translators. And I found out that, for example, water has 33 different phases. The more you dig deep into it, the more the subject massively expands. For example, when water turns from ice to water, it turns into a crystalline hexagon. It cannot become fluid or liquid until it passes through a crystal stage. I mean, that's amazing. Here's a fact. Percentage of a brain when we're born, 95% water. 95% water is a baby's brain.
Wow.
So one drop of water will hold 1,000 Blu-ray DVDs and play it back again. You'll never learn this from normal academia.
No.
And yet it's fact that there's nothing I will say on here tonight which is fiction. I have evidence to believe that everything that I say tonight is absolutely true. And I say that, I don't say that lightly. I'm working with a professor of physics who's worked at NASA for 7 years. He worked at CERN building particle accelerators for 4 years. He knows what goes on behind the scenes. Amazing, amazing person. But he paid a compliment slightly off the subject of water, but this is going on justification for what we're about to say tonight. People who are trained, taught, and educated in the academia of the natural system, or the system we're thrown into, he said, are on a massive disadvantage, because natural science is out there to be learned and with a questioning mind and somebody with an open mind, you can learn everything that's true. And that's what I've done. I've dug and dug and dug and kept digging and digging. And the subjects have been absolutely amazing. And just to mention a couple of them, just the subject of how water goes from one phase to another is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, there's been a lot of research into it, and we have kind of touched base on it loosely over the years on a number of shows. But I think now more than ever, with the way people are health-wise, issues with the food and everything else, I think now more than ever would be a good time for people to start learning about their health and how they can make a difference. I mean, this is something that everybody can do. Everybody can go and get and make structured water themselves and drink it and improve their health. Now, before we get into anything regarding health and any claims, myself and Harry are not medical doctors, and obviously we can't use the word cure. And we're just talking about the subject matter. We can't make any recommendations, and we're not making any recommendations medically. I think we can both safely say that, Harry. But we are talking about people's experiences and what they have experienced, and being in charge of your own health and being able to do something. And the cost is minimal. I mean, literally, I mean, Harry does sell a Vortexer on his site, and I have to say, and this is being completely honest, Harry's prices are very, very competitive. I mean, really, really competitive. And he does sell a Vortexer on his site, onlyresultscount.com, and it's very reasonable. And so if you are looking at getting into Vortexing, then have a look at the Harry's website first. You don't have to buy Harry's. If you want to buy somebody else's, that's fine. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if you know the person, you've heard the person, and you know they're genuine, then that means a lot, obviously, if you're going to be buying the product off them. And so we're going to be talking to Harry about the structured water. The two guys that we're going to be playing the interview shortly, I think they're using your Vortexer, are they, Harry?
Yes, they are. One only started about 2 weeks ago, and the other's been using it for about 9 months.
Okay, so there you go. But look, wherever way you get your structured water, then just have a look at structured water and then try and find a way to actually do it and then see how you feel. I mean, if you decide to do the structured water and you take it for 2 weeks and you feel no difference, well, that's fine. That's no problem at all. But one of the things that the devices that one of the guys will talk about on the interview, and I'll mention to Harry just before we went live, is a blood pressure monitor. Now, because people say, well, where's the evidence? Well, the evidence is this. If you buy a fairly cheap blood pressure monitor that will do the job, and they're very cheap, you can get them on AliExpress, they're not expensive at all. And what you do is you put the blood pressure monitor on, take your blood pressure, then drink the structured water. Is there a time period for this, Harry? You probably know more about this than I do, but tell us what would be the process for people if they want to kind of look at the benefit and see if it works. What would you suggest? What would be the timings involved for the blood pressure monitor?
On the blood pressure, anything up to 24 hours, it might work within 20 minutes. The particular individual has had years and years of issues with his blood pressure, and it's never altered from the same figures, always too high. And his doctors said to him, I'm rather concerned. I met him at Heathrow Airport after dropping some people there. They asked me to talk to him because he had issues. He took my Vortexer. I explained how it works. He also took the hydrogen generator flask, which splits the hydrogen-oxygen molecule, along with borax. It's got an electroplate in the base of it of titanium oxide, and it charges it with negative ions. So he starts drinking this water. He rings me the next day, and he said, Harry, I have to tell you this. This is amazing. He says, this has never happened for a long time. He says, I don't know if it's a fluke. He says, but my blood pressure has gone down to almost normal. And to cut a long story short, it's been the same every day since he's been taking this water. This is nearly 2 weeks now, week and a half to 2 weeks. So, but here's, I have to go right back to basics now.
Okay.
Looking at water, tap water, bottled water. Now, people say to me, well, I've got a filter on mine. I know a lady called Lynn. She paid £2,700 for a water filter in a house. She wanted the best. She's medically qualified, and she treats people, and they go to her house. Very professional lady. And I said to her, it's worth trying a distiller. She says, I don't need a distiller. I've got the best water filtration you can buy. So I said, okay, I'll give you a distiller. Give me a call in a week and tell me what you think. And she rang me up. She says, Harry, I am absolutely disgusted. She says, I paid nearly £3,000 for this water filter, and you want to see the crap that's in the bottom of my distiller. She says, I couldn't believe it. She said, it's not just things like calcium. It stinks. So must have been something else, some chemicals that they put in the local authority water that the filter wasn't taking out. So she said, I'm absolutely amazed. She said, it really has caught me out on the back foot, to the point she almost wanted to complain to the water filter company. So when you're looking at that side of the water, water filters, I do not believe in. Distilling water removes everything. Now, think of water. We said it's got memory, massive memory. It records things and it transmits that memory back out again. That involves good and bad energy. Now, think about this. This is absolutely amazing. Boris Johnson has announced that the sewage water, yes, the sewage water in London, is going to be recycled and put back into the tap water. Now, knowing what we know about filters and bad energy in water, please, people, look that subject up. Water can carry bad energy. The distiller resets everything. It leaves everything behind. Pure water comes out. But there's another thing you have to do with it, and that's restructuring it, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Mm. So we're now looking at people that think tap water's okay. We're going to talk about fluoride. It's suspended in the water. It affects the bones. It affects your thinking. So that's another thing. Filters eventually do not take all the fluoride out. Some of them only take 70% of it out. You get some of them that gravity fed in a jug. It doesn't take all the fluoride out. It takes not as much as you would believe, as they say on the specs, because it's been tested and we know it.
Yeah.
So water is absolutely critical. Think about the water in your body and your blood. Now, your nervous system only makes electrical contacts between the organs of your body, especially your muscles and your brain. But what is responsible for the protein going to your body? The toxins coming out from cells. You've got your vitamins, your minerals, your oxygen, your carbon dioxide, and your immune system. Everything is reliant on the water in your body. Now, when that hit me, that was a body blow, because working with a scientist and two top-class biologists who I see on a regular basis and talk to them most days, they're on the team that I've got, they know how important your immune system is. And if the water in your blood, for example, a lot of vaccines today, the people have seen that the blood actually goes into clots. Mm. Now, I've got a 7,000-pound microscope in my house here, and I've done dozens of different blood tests. And what I've done, I've said, right, you've got serious problems with blood clots. You can see it in the microscope. I've given the structured water that's charged through the hydrogen flask as well, and the average time is between 15 and 18 minutes that at least 50 to 60% of the blood clots completely disappear.
Now,
that's because the negative ionization and the structure of the water. That's one thing. But some of these people have had cancer. Well, a lot of them have come here have had cancer or got cancer currently. And one of the people interviewed tonight that we'll speak to, he has prostate cancer. So the water is absolutely critical. Your body cannot function correctly unless you've got structured water that you're taking in and that your body's using. Now, people drink urine and they say they feel really good on it. And it's true. It is absolutely true. If you drink your urine, your body is actually healthier for it.
Yeah.
There's toxins in it,
yeah.
But it's structured water. It's gone through your vortexing compressor heart. That's what it is. It's a vortex compressor, and that structures the water. So what you're doing, you're putting structured water back into the system.
Okay, so Harry, I'm just writing a note here to myself regarding the water. Before I go on, I've put in the actual link to YouTube to the actual blood test video in the chat room. But for people who are not on the chat room, who are listening to this podcast after the show, you need to go over to a YouTube website called Basic Reset USA. And it was done 6 years ago. So if you go over to a YouTube channel called Basic Reset USA and look for the one that says don't drink structured water until you see this, then you'll actually find the video there, which is the one that Harry sent me, and I seen, and it was phenomenal. Now, Harry, one of these questions came up the other day. I was talking to the lads in the shed about structured water, and one of them said, well, if somebody drinks the water, will the pH in your stomach nullify what's in the water? And I said, well, obviously it doesn't, because if the woman did, the microbiologist did a blood test, and then she got the patient to drink structured water, and then she did another blood test and the results were positive, that means it must bypass the stomach acid, the pH level in the stomach. So can you clarify that for me?
It's not just your stomach that absorbs water into your system. Your mouth will absorb considerable amount of water. The skin underneath your tongue is that thin. It's part of your digestive system, for starters. But and the esophagus. So pH, we all say pH. And when I ask people what does pH stand for, most people don't know. They know what they mean. Mm. It's not so acidic. Mm. So pH stands for potential hydrogen. So that's what the, when I do the water restructuring, the pH actually starts correcting itself, because that's to do with the structure of the water and its memory. But when you put it in the hydrogen flask, it actually splits the hydrogen-oxygen molecule and corrects the pH. And when you drink it, the oxygen levels in the blood rocket. Mm. And that's very, very important. Whilst we're on the subject of pH, and we mentioned cancer, mm. Now we're looking at Rife. Rife discovered that cancer is actually a parasite, sometimes single-cell parasites. And this has been confirmed by the three biologists that I'm working with. Now, parasites don't live on oxygen when they call them cancer. They live on sugars, and they work on a totally different process to stay alive. Now, because they work on sugar and not oxygen, they don't like oxygen. And in fact, if it's a high pH or potential hydrogen or high oxygen content, they die. Mm. So what do these parasite cells do? They build a skin around themselves to protect them from oxygen. And guess what that is called, Alan?
A tumor.
Correct. Bang on.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that, about the whole idea. You know, a lot of people, you have a look at the lifestyles, and you have to say, right, what's your lifestyle? What are you eating? What's your food? What's your environment? Because all that seems to be obviously contributing factors to people getting cancer. And you have to look at that. And again, we'll hear about Ron and Bill and what they've been through as well. But the whole idea, and what I know, and maybe you can confirm this, is that the more oxygenated your blood is and the higher your pH, the less chance you will have disease. I mean, that's what I heard about science, what the science people are saying. Would you agree with that, Harry?
Absolutely, 1,000% true. Well, 100% true.
Brilliant stuff.
This is what we're finding in vaccines. There's a video on, is it Steve Jones show? Peter James show. Anyway, I've shared those videos on Facebook. Amazing. He has some top doctors on there, by the way. And what they're finding is people who've had the vaccine, it strips the negative ions from the hemoglobin in the blood. Now, you say, so what? Well, if you haven't got negative ions in your hemoglobin, like when you rub a balloon and your air starts getting all static and your air wants to leave your body and stand on end, your blood cells are supposed to be independent units. They're supposed to be flying around, you know, taking oxygen where you need it most. But when you strip the negative ions out, they all clump together like pea soup. And that's why people who've had the vaccine say, I've lost all my energy. I feel very lethargic. I sleep all night and I wake up in the morning like I haven't slept all night and I want to go back to bed.
Yeah.
And that's because your oxygen levels are way too low. And, of course, the blood congealing and being blood clot, your nutrients are not getting around properly. Your carbon dioxide's not being removed. Your proteins aren't being delivered correctly. And your vitamins are not working correctly through the blood. The blood, which is based on the condition of the water structure, is absolutely critical. It's the toxins in the body, which the blood's responsible for cleaning up, is responsible for 99% of ill health. That's absolutely true. 99% of ill health is caused by toxins in the body.
Yeah, I told you, Gray, and of course our diet, the Western diet, is full of processed foods and fats and everything else. Now, is it true? Now, I heard somebody say this, Harry, but I can't believe this myself because, you know, this guy said, oh, we can't carry on drinking structured water on a regular basis because too much of a good thing is a bad thing. So is there a limit to how often you should be drinking it or how long you should be drinking it, or is that just a fallacy? I mean, would it do you any harm?
Well, you can never get enough fresh air. Mm. And you can't be ill from fresh air. And you can't be ill from pure water. Mm. With a caveat. When you distill the water, it's absolutely pure water. But it's not structured. Now, its memory has just been wiped clean. It's a bit like a computer. If you format a computer but don't put Windows working back on it, your computer won't work correctly.
Yeah.
Now, water is the same. It has an incredible amount of memory. As I say, 1,000 Blu-ray DVDs in one drop. When you distill it, it resets everything about it. So what you've got to do is restructure it. You've got to reformat it so that your body can use it. When you do that, you cannot drink enough of it. It's incredible.
And would you argue the point regarding distillers? Because on the chat room, there seems to be argument on both sides. Some people are saying distillers are good. Some are saying they're actually not good. One in particular, the Berkey filter, which is one that I was looking at getting at one time, until a lady who was on Facebook actually spent the money to get the filters, to get the water checked out. And her findings were not very good. So what they're claiming on the website with the Berkey filters and what is happening is two different things. So would you say that, like anything out there, you get good technology and you get bad technology?
Yeah. I mean, you get, dare I say the name, like little Brita filters, you know, you pour the water through. Think about this, Alan. Some of those filters say, oh, you can do 5,000 litres. Now, if you collected the fluoride from 5,000 litres and stuck it in some charcoal, would you carry on pouring water through all those toxins that's in the charcoal? Because not everything is retained.
Yeah.
And bit by bit, those break free and come back out again. So I wouldn't. All I know is water distilling takes out 99.99% of everything. And if you do a second distiller, so you distill it twice, it is 100% pure water. So, absolutely.
But would that be classed as dead water? Like there's nothing in it if you distill it? Do you not have to reinvigorate the water again?
Well, what makes water alive? In nature, you know, water's always on the move. It's evaporated, it goes through, it comes down as rain, it hits the ground, it soaks through the ground, it goes down rivers, it's going around pebbles and rocks and waterfalls, and in the sea it's splashing round, it's in the sunlight, it is always moving. There's only one thing that kills water, and that's locking it up and forcing it to remain stationary in solitary confinement. That's called bottled water.
Yeah.
So that's when it dies.
Okay.
So, and by the way, these people that say, oh, I drink bottled water, I've got the Buxton water and I do all these other waters, they put it in a plastic bottle. There are hundreds of thousands of minute pieces of plastic that come away from the plastic bottles and we drink it. Theodore on YouTube, he's a pretty good physicist, excellent physicist, and he was talking about this. And there are millions of particulates of plastic in our drinking water, and no filter known to man can take them out.
Wow. Okay, and that's a concern.
Only a distiller will do that. So that's how important a distiller is. And plastics are carcinogenic. They cause numerous, numerous problems in health and the kidneys, cancer. It's pretty toxic.
So tell me, how would you go about clearing that from your system? Would the actual structured water help to clear that from your body?
Yep, absolutely. Distilled water is the most aggressive solvent on the planet. Look what it does to iron. It'll slowly dissolve stainless steel.
Yeah.
Yep. Chieftain tanks were put in storage in a warehouse, and the floor was completely damp, sweating through the concrete. And when they took the tanks out, all the brakes seized on them because water had gone through the stainless steel pipes in the braking system and mixed with the oil, emulsified it. And when it got hot, it expanded and put the brakes on because there was water in it.
That's amazing.
You couldn't figure out how did the water get in there. It went through the stainless steel.
Wow. It's amazing how beneficial and how, as you say, water can be dangerous as well as good for you. Well, I'll tell you what, Harry.
It'll pull the lead out of lead glass. You think you're sitting there drinking from a glass. The water will slowly pull the lead from the glass.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. Well, listen, will we go to the first interview with, we'll do Bill first, and then we'll have a listen to Bill for about 10 minutes, And we'll talk about his experience and what he says. We'll come back in about 10 minutes. Now, I'll have to apologize for the audio quality because I was speaking on Skype and the audio quality wasn't great. Please bear with me with that. But we'll have a listen and then myself and Harry will have a chat about that after. So we'll be back after this. I'd like to introduce Bill. Bill is a contact that Harry gave me today regarding structured water. And Bill has been using the vortex of which Harry has. And Harry obviously suggested giving Bill a ring and have a quick chat regarding the benefits of structured water. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Very well. Well, I have ups and downs. I've got advanced prostate cancer, would you believe? But I've been looking at all sorts of alternative methods to try to improve my health. And with Harry's help, that's one of the things I'm actually using, the structured water.
Brilliant. And since you start using the vortex and the structured water, how have you been feeling? What benefits have you seen?
Well, I have to admit, it's difficult to define exactly, but what I can say to you quite definitely is that it's quite odd, really, that although I'm at an advanced stage officially, according to the hospital authorities with prostate cancer, and I was actually told that I was likely to become paralysed unless I started the conventional treatments last April. When people actually see me now, they haven't seen me for a while, they say how remarkably well I look. And I can't actually put it down to one thing particularly, but I do think that the water, because I know what I've seen the results from under a microscope of what it does as well, how it separates the blood molecules, the cells, and it's so impressive. But as I say, people who actually see me now, it is quite odd, it's becoming ironic that the number of people who keep saying to me, I don't know if they expect me at death's door or whatever, but they can't seem to comprehend why I'm looking so well.
That's fantastic, and I'm sorry to hear you have prostate cancer, but it sounds like you're doing very well. And how are you taking the structured water? What's your process or your routine with it?
Well, I'm very, very disciplined, and I think it's just the nature. I am a very disciplined person, and I either do something, religiously or not at all. And I've always been interested in, I think the water comes out of the tap is disgusting, absolutely disgusting. And I've used these pH, the TCD, whatever, meters to test the quality of the water and the impurities in the water. And so I've been using distilled water, I think it's a reverse osmosis one, so pure, basically distilled water. I've been doing that for a while, but I was supplementing it with the vortex. It's quite a simple matter of just putting the distilled water into the vortexer and then pressing a button for allow it to do its work for about a minute or two minutes at the most, whilst it's battery run, and then you drink it, and you do that as long as you've got a power source, which is obviously batteries or rechargeable batteries. You can do it as often as you like, but because the only conventional treatment I had was, which I regret, is hormone treatment, and the side effects from that are quite horrendous. And one of the main problems it gives you is a very, very dry mouth. So, again, I drink a lot of water for that reason alone. And you just get into the habit of using it. And as I say, I do believe that it does me the world of good.
Brilliant. And tell me something. Hindsight is always a great thing. So if you were to speak to yourself when you got diagnosed, what would you tell yourself regarding the hormone treatment and chemo and the structured water?
Well, I've made it clear to the authorities because of my knowledge, limited knowledge about I do my own research, and I realise that chemo doesn't cure. If you ask them, they won't answer you when you say, does chemo cure you. And I know that it doesn't. I know it doesn't. They'll say if they've got somebody with a low-stage cancer, but with someone with advanced cancer, you've got stage 3 or 4 cancer, even with chemo, you're not likely to exist more than that 5 years. And if you exist 5 years, you survive 5 years, they put you down as a survivor of cancer. Yeah. If you die the day after, you're still a survivor of cancer. But as I say, other alternative things as well, with supplements and so on, which I think is important. But I think it's like a car engine. I was saying this to Harry the other day. I think it's like a car engine. If you've got the wrong oil or impurities in your engine and so on, and it's the same with the water. If your water is polluted or whatever is in it or whatever is being put in it, if you can't rectify that, I think that's going to cause a major problem.
Okay, and would you say that, do you reckon it was down to your lifestyle or maybe something in your lifestyle that might have caused that?
The cancer?
Yeah.
Well, I think there are all sorts of possibilities. I think diet is absolutely huge, and processed foods. I was also diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis 10 years ago, and they wanted me to have the gold star treatment for that was a drug called methotrexate. And I took the supply to 60 whole red tablets, the very pills, I call them pills, and I took them the first weekend, and I then did the research, found out what they were, and that it was chemotherapy, and I stopped taking them, changed my diet, became organic as much as I could, stopped eating rubbish, I stopped gluten as well. Gluten is huge. Gluten and sometimes dairy, especially eggs, would you believe? Mm. And I haven't had symptoms until very recently, when I started to eat some processed foods and some dairy, and the symptoms came back with a vengeance. So I've had to just be disciplined and revert back to what I was doing for the last 10 years.
Okay, well, it sounds like you really have it organised, and you're coming on a bunch. And something that we've spoken about on the radio show a lot of times about diet and lifestyle and everything else. And it sounds really great. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but just to kind of finalise, so you would recommend everybody to start looking at drinking structured water for their health?
Yes, I think it's not possible for everybody, but it's the same with food and diet. For most people, and particularly in these troubled times with income and so on, you're just thankful to get whatever food you can and whatever. But as I say, if you've got the means, and it's not in the scheme of things, not over expensive, I think it's like the food and the liquid you take into your body is ultra important. And as I say, if you rely on the authorities, and I know they've got to feed the masses, I think that's the cause of all the people with all these illnesses and diseases. You have to think about it, and you have to look after yourself.
Definitely, number one, definitely. Bill, thank you very much for having a quick chat with me regarding the structured water and your current condition. And it sounds like you're coming on really well, and I wish you the best. Thanks for coming on. Okay, folks, so there you go. That was Bill that I interviewed earlier today for about 10 minutes, and he was telling us what he's gone through, the issues he's facing. He's got prostate cancer, and a year down the line, he's been keeping away from the mainstream medical side and taking supplements. Definitely the structured water, he said, has been a big help. Harry, you're taking... Yeah, did you hear that, Harry?
Yes, I did. Some interesting things that Bill's background. They said that Bill had got cancer a while back, and after Bill got prostate cancer, or they claimed he had, five of his other friends developed cancer, and they all went to the NHS and took the full treatment. All five are now dead. Bill is still alive.
Wow.
So there's one fact. Bill came to my house today, only a few hours ago, because his water vortex had stopped working. And he said, he went on Wednesday or Thursday, and he said, since I've stopped drinking the structured water, he says, I feel terrible. He says, it's an amazing drink. You don't realize how well it makes you until you stop drinking it. So he drove from Liverpool to my house in Wolverhampton just to pick up a water vortex, and he drove all the way back home again with it.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't wait for it to be shipped on Monday.
That says a lot in itself, doesn't it? It really does. And, you know, again, proof of the pudding is speaking to people like Bill, who's gone through prostate cancer, and I think you mentioned arthritis as well, and he's saying he swears by it. And this is why I say hindsight is always a great thing. And sometimes we always like to go back to a younger version of us and say, you should do this and you should do that, but we can never do that. But what we can do is we can gain knowledge from people like Bill who've experienced what they're experiencing and learn from that and go, okay, we have to do something about our health, because we know the food. I mean, we know that even the veg today, the nitric oxide is not in the veg that used to be there years ago. And that's why you have the likes of proargyline there to substitute the nitric oxide. So we need to get the pH balance back in the soil to get that in. But water being so pivotal in our health, I think that's going to be a key thing. And this is something that everybody could afford. I mean, literally, getting a vortexer, if you go over to, and this is not a sales pitch, but Harry does a great job with a vortexer, and his prices are very reasonable. Trust me, they are very reasonable. He technically should be charging more, but he doesn't do that. It's not about money, Harry. I know that you want to help people, but you have to cover your costs. But if you go over to onlyresultscount.com, which is Harry's website, and have a look, go to the shop and have a look at the vortexer, you'll get an idea of what's involved there. And as Bill said, that he uses a distiller, and then he puts it through the vortexer. Anything to add to that, Harry?
Yeah, for those people, this isn't to tell people don't take treatments. This is not what we're here for.
Yeah.
I'm only telling you what I have found and seen. And here's a fact. I was watching breakfast TV in the morning, and three doctors were on there talking about testing for COVID-19. Okay. And then one of them said, well, some of the tests are not always accurate. He says, I'll give you an example. We do tests for cancer. He said, and sometimes these tests are that inaccurate, we are telling people they've got advanced stage of cancer when they don't even have cancer.
Jeez, that's bad.
My jaw at the floor. I could not believe it. Now, I'm talking to a friend of Bill's, who's just been on, lives down south, and they've told him his wife has got breast cancer. She hasn't got a lump. They said we technically can't find anything, but just as a precaution, we feel you should have both your breasts off.
No, that's.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is on tests that are not absolutely 100% proven that she's got. They just keep saying, yeah, we think she's got cancer. She'd have your breasts off. She feels great. She's got no lumps. And he said, it's ridiculous. She's no different today than she was in the past. And they say, we've now got to have all this invasive surgery and tests that are not always reliable. It's quite concerning, really.
And, of course, the whole, it's not just the physical side, but having a woman having a mastectomy, you know, the whole psychology behind it, it's just devastating. And if you can avoid it, you know, that's the best thing you could do. Now, would there be any issue? I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, Harry. If I made structured water and I just added some sodium bicarb in it, would that make any difference? Would it help? Would it, you know, take away from the structured water?
No, I don't believe it will. What structured water does, it's different. Bicarbonate of soda does increases the pH of the blood anyway, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And the hydrogen generator will do exactly that, bicarbonate of soda, and it won't cause any damage at all.
Okay, so question for you then, regarding the pH. If I put the water into a vortexer, say I get spring water or bottled water and I put it into the vortexer and it's now structured, Would I see a difference if I got a litmus strip and I did a pH check on it? Would I see a difference in the pH of the water?
Yes, it will slightly increase. We've done tests on this, and it does increase the pH, but it increases the negative ionization of it. That's the other thing. What structuring water does, it helps to, it's like formatting your computer and tidying everything up. The memory becomes correct in it. And that's to do with the toroid, which is created in the magnetic field. It does actually restructure the makeup of the water's memory. Now, I'll give you an example of this, especially when it's distilled water. When you're making a cup of tea, put the hot water in a cup of tea, drop a tea bag in, and come back 1 minute later and have a look inside the cup. What you will see is the tea sitting in a quarter of an inch of the water at the bottom of the cup. The rest of the cup will be completely clear. And the reason for that is because there's nothing else in the water for the memory. There's a difference about water memory and things dissolved in water. And I'll give you an example of this. I make colloidal silver. I will only take it to 22 parts per million. But if I put my tester, parts per million tester in the water for colloidal silver, it only reads 4 parts per million. The rest of it is suspended in the water's memory. Mm. I find that amazing. There's 22 parts per million in there on the suspension of density, but it doesn't show on the reading. You need special laboratory equipment to test it for that, and it will find it in the water's memory. So there's a difference. That's why colloidal silver works, because it's in the memory of the water, and when the water goes into the cells of pathogens, it short-circuits the cell itself from the inside.
Okay,
that's what the silver does. But there's a difference between things which are dissolved in water and suspension in the water's memory. They're two totally different things.
Okay, so I have a question there. One of the questions I was asked in with the men shed the other day is that if we produce structured water and we put it in a kettle and have a cup of tea with it, does the boiling of the water affect the structure of the water?
Not at all, no.
No, okay. Well, that was. I think
it'll affect the steam that comes out of it, because that's distilled.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Because one of the questions was, because I said it to the lads in the men's shed, you know, we're all of a certain age, and if we can actually have good quality water. Now, we actually are using spring water from a running spring locally, which is great. But what we'd love to do is obviously vortex the water for a cup of tea in the shed. So we're drinking structured water if for a cup of tea. And that would be fantastic. So that's going to be on my list to do, and to be able to offer that, you know, for the men down there, have a 5-litre bottle of water where we can actually have proper cup of tea with structured water. Okay,
yeah.
So we have a second interview, and this time it's with Ron. And the audio is a little bit better this time. So I'm going to play Ron's interview and then we'll have a chat after that, okay?
Nope.
I'd like to introduce Ron again, another person that Harry actually knows who's using structured water and who actually is familiar with the benefits of structured water. Good evening, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well, Alan. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks for coming on, having a quick chat with me. And now, tell us your experience with structured water, Ron, how you got involved in it, and the benefits of structured water to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so happy to talk about this this whole process and Harry and everything, because, you know, he's got a website called Results Count Well. His results is really counting in my life. So I was introduced to him through a mutual friend, and I've, you know, they told Harry about my condition that I've got a condition called left ventricular non-compaction, which is basically a weakness in the heart, which causes high blood pressure. There's a lot of pressure on the heart and all sorts of things. So I've been on tablets and medication for over 15 to 18 years, blood pressure tablets and also blood thinning stuff, all that sort of thing. And my friend told Harry what was going on, and he said, don't worry, tell Ron, let me up. I've got the solution, it's structured water. At this point, I never knew anything about structured water. To be honest with you, Alan, I had no idea what he was talking about. My friend proceeded to tell me that it electrifies the water. It was really funny, and I didn't really understand it. And then I met Harry, and then he brought me a sample. He brought me the vortex and the hydrogen tube, and he showed me what was going on and what was going to happen to me. At that time, I just, you know, when you're willing to take a shot, you know what I mean? When you've been on tablets.
Yeah.
You think to yourself, well, I'll give it a shot. Anyway, I got home. I did exactly what he said. He sent me a video as well and kind of walked me through it, through the video. And I did exactly that. And I literally just waited. I did everything and I just waited. And then I couldn't believe my eyes. And when I say that, I've got a blood pressure machine at home. And I check my blood every now and again. And I was very curious this time to see, am I getting into the placebo stage? Is this a placebo? So I kind of ignored my first results. And I'll tell you what they were. If anybody out there listening has got high blood pressure, you know when you hit 160 over 80, going over 90, or even on the high side for me was 190, is almost stroke. You're in the stroke territory at that point. So for me, to have a reading that said 140 off the bat was a miracle. I just thought, this is strange. I don't know what's happening here. So I said to myself, maybe this is a placebo. I waited another 20 minutes. I tested myself again, and I was down to 120. And I just thought, no, this can't be real. This cannot be real, because 120 is normal for everyone else. It's literally a normal blood pressure. That's what you really want. 117, 120 is really good. So I just said to myself, okay, Ron, I'm going to check this day by day by day and see what's going on. So I'm going to do it without my tablets, with my tablets, just before, you know what I mean? I started playing with it.
Okay.
What I can tell you, yesterday, I did this religiously, taking pictures of my blood pressure as well. And yesterday I started off at 134, right? 134 over 79. And again, everyone who's listening, this is real. This is not a joke. All right. So 134. So for me, 134 is absolutely gold star brilliant. For normal people, that's high. But for me, my condition, that's brilliant.
Okay.
So that's where I started. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, just a question for you there. You said you're on tablets and blood thinners. Did you use warfarin at any time?
No, they're softer versions. They're softer versions, not warfarin itself, but they're softer versions. So they'll give me aspirin. So that's a form of blood thinning. They'll give me that and various other bits and pieces. But I always felt strange taking those tablets, to be honest with you. Okay. It always made me feel funny, and I'm really trying to withdraw from them, right? But just to finish, sorry, Alan, just to finish the steps. Because this is where the miracle happens to me, right? Because it's 1:34 as I start my day. I take the structured water. I add some electrolytes into it, and I do the whole thing. I wait 15 minutes, and Alan goes down to 125. I then do it again, meaning I check myself again 10 minutes later. I'm at 123. I check it again. 10 minutes later, I'm at 119, stabilized.
Fantastic.
There is no way. I've been on blood pressure tablets for years. I haven't been that low at all, ever.
So would you recommend, Ron, that if people could get a device to do your blood pressure, you check it yourself on a daily basis, and then obviously start using structured water and monitor your statistics, the stats from the blood pressure monitor, then that is going to be physical evidence that something's taken place.
100%. That's why I did it, because we know the human psyche. We do know that, you know, if you tell me I feel great, and you give me, it's a sweet really, but you told me some great new pill. The brain can trick itself into feeling a certain way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But if you keep doing it and keep doing it, the brain will, like, hang on, it's nothing's happening. So you can only do placebo for a little while. So for me, I needed to get past that in my mind. I needed to get back into my normal routine. I didn't change my diet. I didn't do anything else. I stuck to what I was doing. And I've got more energy. I feel more alive because my blood is going around the body and doing what it needs to do properly. I just feel like I could walk a million miles. I just feel normal, like normal people. Okay. And the results are showing on the blood pressure unit. Do you see what I mean? I'm happy to send you photos. I know some people still go, I just made that up. Honestly, I would not be on this station if you know what I mean, if I didn't feel that.
Okay, Ron, question for you. What has your doctor said about this? Have you spoke to them about it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, I haven't said a word. I haven't said a word yet. What I'm going to do, this is my plan. I've got to go back because I've had MRIs and all sorts of things, so I need to go back for checks. When I go back in for checks, they're going to see what's happening with my blood pressure, and they're naturally going to ask. At that point, I will say what I've been doing. But if I do it prior to that, you know, you get a lot of pushback. Well, don't come off the meds. You're not sure, this, that, and all that. I mean, I've looked online for structured water, and I've seen some good reports, but not really over-the-top reports. And what I mean by that, for me, this is an over-the-top situation. This is saving my life. Does that make sense?
Of course it does. And tell me something. Are you still taking the tablets now, or are you just focusing purely on taking the structured water?
All right. So what I'm doing, I'm slowly ebbing away each one, right? So I'm really checking myself at the moment, yeah?
Yeah.
So I want to see how I feel everything, you know, because I even take, I've forgotten the name of it, but it's a water tablet where it literally helps you to urinate so that your heart doesn't become overpressurized with the weight of the water. So I've pulled that back and I've been absolutely fine.
Okay. So, and what's your procedure, Jordan? How many times do you drink the structured water on a daily basis?
Three times a day.
Three times a day. Okay. And as long as you keep that up, then chances are everything's going to be fine. Have you tried to maybe stop taking it just to see what would happen?
Not yet. That's a good one. I've got to do that as well, but not yet. No, at the moment, I'm still checking everything, just taking the water, seeing what's going on, you know, checking my energy levels, making a literal digital report, always photographing the blood results. And what I've done, I actually got Harry to speak to a bunch of people the other day. We had a Zoom, and they couldn't believe my results as well. And these people all suffer with hypertension, high blood pressure, all sorts of things. And they're convinced. They called me the other day. They're convinced that they're going to be buying the structured water from Harry because it's happening. It's real. I can't tell you any more than that.
That's great, Ron. Okay, just to sum up, just to finish up, what's your recommendation to the listeners of the show? What do they need to know, and what can you advise them to do?
First of all, if they are suffering with high blood pressure, like myself, you're hearing someone, who suffered with this for years. It's not just last week. I've suffered with this for 15 to 18 years. So I would say, because it's kind of like a mind meld, the way that the doctors speak to us, as soon as we see a white coat and they give us tablets, we think, oh, they're God, so therefore they must be true, it must be right. So we will stay with our medicine all the way through. I'm not telling people to give up your medicine, but what I am saying is give structured water a shot. Record the results like I'm doing. You can stay on your tablets, but you'll see your blood pressure dropping. At that moment, you have to ask yourself, is it worth now putting this other stuff in your body, meaning these tablets? And like I'm doing, I'm just ebbing away one at a time and just seeing what the results are. And so far in my universe, guys, it's been absolutely brilliant. I'm now down to 119, normal human behavior.
That's fantastic. Okay, John, listen, thanks a lot for having a quick chat with me about your experience with Structured Warlord. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Okay, so there you go. So that was an interview with Ron regarding his experience with Structured Warlord and the health issues he has. Well, Harry, give us your feedback on that.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's only two people. I could find another 100 people like that. I'm not kidding. It was like, not to go onto the oregano oil vape kit, but we're now up to 1,300 people who've cured their asthma. Their asthma's gone, you know.
Yeah.
So this is going the same direction. Absolutely amazing. Your body loves clean, fresh water. That's what it's supposed to have. If you want to put vitamins, if you want to put minerals back in the water, I do what we call a, it's like a bullet, and it's got four red crystals and 30 other crystals in it to do with the vitamins. And I drop that into my jug that the distiller drips into. So I have a glass jug, the distilled water drops into it, and it then starts adding the minerals back into the water. And then when you vortex it, that locks it all in. In fact, for me, it's the absolute perfect water for the body. And it's not just about blood pressure. What I've realized is if you fix the water that's going into the body, which that's the heart's job, the heart vortexes it. It's not a pump. Yep. It's a vortexer compressor. It restructures the water. If you can help your body along that way and put pure water in there, then stacks of other things that's wrong with your body start to correct themselves. For example, you know, we've got fluoride. Fluoride actually is in natural spring water as well, and sometimes it's in too strong a doses. It's quite concentrated. It occurs naturally in the ground. The bad thing about fluoride is, I've been reading up about fluoride, it's in mouthwashes, for example, and they say it's okay so long as you don't swallow it. Wrong. Fluoride is one of the smallest molecules known to man. And if you put it in your mouth and rinse your mouth out, it goes straight through, for example, under the skin of your tongue. That's why they say put tablets and things under your tongue. It goes straight in your blood. The fluoride goes straight through into your blood system. Now, here's the kicker with fluoride. It goes into your bones, and it's almost impossible to remove it. It causes arthritis. It can be carcinogenic. It makes your bones go brittle. Now, here's the interesting thing. Distilled water, being a memory solvent, will start to remove it. It's the only thing I know that can start to remove fluoride that's embedded in the bones of the body, you know, and other parts.
You know what, Harry? The great thing about this structured water and water vortexing, that your device, and there's other devices out there as well, folks. The whole idea is the structured water. All of us can do this. It's only going to cost you a few quid to buy a device, and you could potentially improve your health by, I don't know, probably 50%, even more. You know, you hear the evidence there, and Harry has a lot more people that have been doing this, and it's a simple thing to do. But here's the problem I can see psychologically, Harry. You know, there are people out there who like being sick because they get the attention, you know, from people. That's how they only can get their attention.
That's absolutely true.
And this is the problem. And Bob Beck, when he was talking about the blood electrifier, he said, don't assume everybody wants to be cured or wants to be healed or wants to be well. Because there are people out there who will, even if you give them structured water, the best water from the Himalayas, Shambhala, from, you know, the fifth dimension, they would still complain and give out and moan and say, no, it's not working for me, because there are some people out there. So we just have to keep that in mind. But for the people who do want to improve their health and want to be better and feel better and have oxygenated blood to get more energy, then all it's going to cost you is a few quid to get a vortexer, and then you try it and see how you get on yourself. And then if you do that and you tell me your experience either way, email me and then I'll read it out on the show. And I'll say, right, I have Jimmy here or Paddy or whatever, and he got a Vortexer, and within 2 weeks, this was his experience, good or bad. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, if people have a bad experience that doesn't work for them, I'm happy to announce it. But we have to make sure that they're not people who are, these people that are just looking to complain or just are doing it for attention, that they are genuine people who want to get better. Because with the amount of people who have used the structure border and have felt better with it, if somebody says, no, I don't feel any better with it, then I'd be questioning why they're saying that and are they doing the right thing.
Yeah, I was speaking to a healer in Florida, and he said he met a person. He says, no matter what I do, I can't cure you. He said, why? He says, because you've given up and you don't want to live anymore. I thought, that's interesting. Mm. He says, you actually want to die. Mm. Interesting scenario, that, isn't it? When the spirit gives up and doesn't want to carry on, you can't motivate it to keep on living.
Yeah. And this is it. And the whole kind of the psychology and the mental health issues, this is not a cure-all and it's not going to treat that. This is going to deal with the physical, you know, at the end of the day. Now, if it's a case that you are, you know, in your physical pain or you do have a medical issue and it does help, well, then the fact that if it does help you and then you start improving and then you start getting better and feel happier because you're getting better, then that's where the kind of mental side kicks in. There is a question here in the chat room, Harry, from Liam, and he wants to know, a question for Harry, will structured water help to open up your pineal gland? Because we know that the fluoridated water calcifies the pineal gland. Will structured water help to open that up and clear the fluoride in your pineal gland?
Absolutely. You could do nothing better. The pineal gland is mostly full of water. No surprise there, eh? And yes, that's a massive boost to get clear thinking and open up what the pineal gland is for. Just talking about water, how it talks, this is why the pineal gland is related to water. So that's a brilliant question, by the way. Most people know, I won't say most people know it, but here's one of the things a lot of people have heard. You can have 2 glasses of water, and one of them you can be very aggressive to and really telling it it's a waste of time, you know, it shouldn't exist. And the structure of the water becomes ugly. You can look at it under a black light microscope. But if you put a glass of water next to it that's healthy water and is positive and structured water, the negative water will change into the same state as the positive water. That's amazing. So water talked to itself.
And I'll kind of add to that as well. One of the chaps from Poland, Stanislaw, sent me over a bottle of structured water. And he said the exact same thing to me. He said, Alan, he said, don't drink this water, don't open it, he said, but put this bottle of water beside all your other bottles of water. And he said, by osmosis maybe, it will actually pass through all the other bottles of water.
Yeah. Do you know, there's a video on water memory based on a 2014 documentary about Nobel Prize winner Laureate Luce Montagnier. And this is what they did. They took a section of DNA and placed it into a vial of water. They then separated one drop and dissolved it, and they, shall we say, they thinned it right down, and then they'd shake it, and then they took a drop from that, they put it into another vessel of pure water, so they diluted it all the way down 10 times. Through different vessels, one drop from one, fill it up to another full container, take one drop from that. So after doing it 10 times, they said the equivalent was to put one drop of concentrated into the sea. That's the ratio, they diluted it. They then put it back into an analyzer, and the DNA was still in the water's memory.
Wow.
That is incredible.
That is incredible.
So the water had copied the memory, and what it had done, it had that drop that they put in, then added the memory of the DNA into the whole container of water, and when they took a drop out of that and put it in the next container and diluted it again, it told that water to copy the memory of the DNA. 10 times they did it until it was equivalent to one drop in the sea, and it was still there showing up.
Incredible,
as DNA.
Man. Tell me something. There's talk on the chat room about shungite, putting shungite in with the structured water, or maybe in the distiller. I don't know, maybe in both. What's your thoughts on that?
Right. If you look at my water vortexer, it's got 8 pyramids on the outside sitting on top of neodymium magnets. It also contains magnetite. Now, the shape of the shungite is, it does an excellent job. It reacts with water. That's absolutely true. It also reacts with electric fields and EMF. It's a good cleanser. But when you place it next to water, especially in a magnetic field, it does some miraculous things. And that's why the Egyptians built the Giza pyramid on a 100-meter spring. They found it underneath the Giza pyramid. Because pyramids react with water. And that's they say that it's electrical charge in the pyramid. It used to have a gold cap on the top. But yeah, shungite and a pyramid in shungite, which mine's got. It's got shungite and magnetite in. And that was totally deliberate. That's why I did that. And I think that really helps to structure the water.
Wow. It's just amazing talking about water and the benefits of it and the fact that we are made mostly of water, 73%, or somebody will argue, some people will argue the point on the...
That's exactly it. You know? Cannot get away from it. The facts stack up beautifully. And it answers the question. And that's why the structure of the water is critical to good health. You're helping every cell in the body. In fact, we don't know of any life. There isn't a single piece of life that can exist outside water.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, that's the first thing.
All life contains water.
Yeah, it's not the first thing to look for on a planet, is the water.
Yeah, there's no water, there's no life, as we know it.
Yeah, exactly. So, what else can we help with regarding structure? So you think what the process should be would be for people to distill the water first. In the ideal world, you would distill the water first and then you'd actually structure it by using the vortexer. But if people can't afford the distiller, is the vortexer good enough for them?
Yes, I do 3 kits. I do a full water kit with a distiller, the vortexer and the hydrogen generator. And there's also other good products in there. There's chaga mushroom, borax, and one or two other goodies. You get the bullet that puts the minerals back in the water. So you've got the whole kit. That's £240-odd, I think it is. It's not that expensive. It's not far above cost price, to be honest with you. Or you can buy the vortexer and the hydrogen generator. That's about £103 for the two. That includes some borax, electrolyte to enhance the oxygen generation, or you can buy just the hydrogen generator or just the vortexer. Those are £48 and £53.
Well, funny you should say, you mentioned the chaga mushrooms. I actually had some today in my Sunday dinner, and I still have that. I bought a bit off Harry, the chaga mushrooms.
Yeah, you clever man. That's the highest pH food on the planet known to man. Incredible. It's got every vitamin and mineral known to man. And mine is handpicked from northern Siberia by people I know. It's shipped over to me and I grind it down into like the coffee powder. I know it's direct from the source. It's pure organic. There's no other chaga mushroom better than that on the planet. It's available in Canada, but it's nowhere near the spec as the one from northern Siberia.
Again, your pricing, again, I mean, I don't want to come across like a salesman for you, Harry, but your pricing is great on the chaga mushrooms. I actually got them off you, and as I say, and you know what I like about them? There's actually no taste. You know,
it's dead flexible, isn't it? It's so versatile. You can put it in yogurt, you can put it in tomato soup, carrot soup. You can make it as a drink. I add drinking chocolate and things like maple syrup to it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. It has no taste. Now, I know tonight we're going to dedicate the show to Structured Water, but I was also asked, can I mention this while I have Harry on the show? Obviously, with the HARP technology and everything going on with the weather, we talked earlier about the flooding that's happening in Australia. And somebody said during the week, is it possible for Harry to have a global team to focus on this HARP technology to try and nullify or affect what they're trying to do, change what they're trying to do with the HARP technology, reverse it?
Yeah, I can really answer that one. We do have a team. We've got a team in California. We've got some people in Australia. We've got a really good team in the UK. I will say this. I had an emergency message this morning from a person in Australia, Central Australia, on the East Coast. He reckons there's probably 100,000 people died in these floods. They are not talking about 5,000 houses been washed away. They're not talking about it. Ironically, it's a part of the country that refused to accept COVID-19. Mm. Think about that one.
Yeah.
And they're using weather modification equipment. What's his name now? He's been doing videos on it. Good friend of mine. He's been showing how their HARP equipment kicks on, ionizes the atmosphere, strips the ions from the atmosphere. There's nowhere for the water to go, and it plummets like a brick. So houses are being washed away. This guy's gone round to the morgues, and they got 40-foot containers full of bodies.
Wow.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bodies unidentified. There's big stuff going in Australia in that place. So to answer that question, this gentleman, he's got two of my translators. I've given him instructions how to build cannons, and I've told him how to deploy them. He's now working on it as we speak. And I said, once those cannons kick in, there is nothing they can do to stop what they're trying to do with washing people away and destroying the community. Mm. We've done it before. Bill Hayes, bless him, who's dead now, he was involved in the construction of eight HARP stations, including the Woodpecker in Russia. That's a massive one. He told me personally, he says, what you've got can stop HARP. And I said, yes, we've already used it on HARP and stopped it. And he went, oh, that was you, was it?
Very good. And
this big thing's happening on that side, and it's a proven technology. I've been working with Nikola Tesla's family in Mauritius, generating electricity from hydro water equipment. We know that Nikola Tesla, he knew about that. Even he claimed we can change the weather with similar types of equipment. It's a real technology.
And I'll just say to people who are not familiar with this, go and do research on Wilhelm Reich. He's the chap that kind of got the ball rolling with it. I know Tesla knew about it, but I think Wilhelm Reich really brought it to the fore. And you have who's the singer? Kate Bush singing Running Up the Hill. That video she did was actually based on a book she read of Peter Reich, which is Wilhelm Reich's son. And she you see it in the video in the 80s. You see Kate Bush as a boy with Donald Sutherland, the actor. And the two of them are there, and he's under this big machine, which is supposed to be the weather modification device. And people didn't know that what that video was all about. It's actually all about Wilhelm Reich and his son, Peter. So if you don't know about that, go check it out. But that was what Kate Bush did on the video. It's all about Wilhelm Reich and the technology. What location in Australia are we talking about, Harry?
With regards to the equipment to cloud busting?
Well, no, the actual floods. Where are the floods happening in Australia?
I could tell you. I was given the... It's on the east coast. And it's one of the towns just in, halfway up. I can't remember what it's called now. It's near where the rainforest is. But they just want to smash the place and decimate it. We know that they use weather weapons to control people's population, food, etc. yeah, it's catastrophic there. He said it's the worst in history we have ever had. He says we're having whole villages get completely washed away and nobody left.
Yeah, well, Peter, who's on the chat room, is actually in Australia. And he said there on the chat room, when farmer needed to buy water, it would normally cost $1,000 Australian to buy 1 million litres. It now costs $8 because it has been raining so much, the rivers are overflowing with extra water.
Yeah, if it's washing your furniture away, why would you want to buy more?
Exactly, yeah.
I just want to touch on a change of subject now. We've heard a lot about vaccines and graphene hydroxide. There's a product that they spray in the atmosphere, graphene oxide, which can be reconstituted to manufacture what they call aerogel. Now, let me tell you something about aerogel. Aerogel is 8.5 times lighter than air and 2.5 times lighter than helium. Now, when I went to the chemtrail conference talks by the scientists, I went to Berlin, 500 world-class scientists all talking about geoengineering, fat. And that's what they do. They spray in the atmosphere these weather modification. That's what they're doing in Australia now. He said 5 days before every flood, even people that have never heard of chemtrails before are looking up and saying, what the hell's going on up there? And that's what they're doing. They're deliberately causing it. But one of the products that they are using is graphene hydroxide, because that stays up in the atmosphere and it works electromagnetically as well. They even showed us this in Berlin, how they can control clouds, and Oxford University, where I went. That's one of the main places where the scientists work for geoengineering. So they can suspend the particulates and aerosols for longer using EMF waves, which you'll see some incredible photos. It's like being underwater looking up at waves, line after line after line, all symmetrically aligned in the atmosphere. And that's what they do. But here's the kicker. Graphene oxide, when it's in a 5G wave, becomes explosive. Can you see where this is going?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, the effect is the graphene oxide molecule can be one molecule thick, like a sheet of paper. And when your body bends, the molecules don't. It slices through all your cells. Your body cannot recognize it. Okay? It's that small, your body cannot pick it up. Now, just hold that thought. I had a colonel only 1.5 weeks ago fly over from the States with a top-class doctor to see me and the professor. He came to see our structured water plant, which we've got. We are manufacturing a water 200 times more effective than bleach, and you can drink it. He wants to use it. He's in charge of the military hospitals in the field, and he's going to recommend it to the Pentagon. He has a key position in the Pentagon, and he's recommending that to be used in the field. It's incredible. It kills all bacteria. There's absolutely zero side effects from it. It's made in containers using 30 amps of current going through it like lightning. We put a salt in it, and it's at 1,300 volts, and that's what it produces, an incredible sterilizing fluid. So this colonel, when I told him what I've done, and this is what I've just done, we were talking to Russian scientists about graphene oxide, and they found, we were talking to them about this, they found there's a nano clay, a white nano clay, a form of kaolin, that when you take it inside your body, it sticks like the proverbial to graphene oxide. So what happens is the kaolin clay nanoparticulates, which is a tetrahedron shape, and what I mean by that is magnetically it covers all the magnetic fields. The tetrahedron is the shape of every, it's got the sphere, it's got the rectangle, the cube, the pyramid, it's got all those shapes in it. So that's why it sticks to graphene oxide. When you get a cluster of the nanoclay sticking to the graphene oxide, the body goes, hey, up, what's going on here? And removes it.
I was just
the only thing we know that will remove graphene hydroxide, that's on my website. It's a nano clay, and the feedback I've had on it is incredible. We've had people who've been tested and told they've got graphene oxide in them, sorry. And they've had little white particulates coming through the skin. And when they've opened them little tiny bits of white stuff, in the middle are black particulates of graphene oxide. It removes it from your body.
How do you now, test for graphene
The reason oxide? I mentioned, I have to finish this bit, sorry, okay. Alan. The reason I mentioned the Colonel, he spent 12 months doing a total thesis on nanoclay and its qualities. And when I told him this, he nearly exploded. He says, Harry, that is absolute genius. He says, I know this nanoclay upside down and backwards. And he says, that is spot on. It works. It's incredible. He says, for you to come up with that is brilliant.
Fantastic. And tell me, how do you test for graphene in your body?
That's a very good question. One is a very powerful microscope. You might even have to get an electron microscope. But I would almost say you don't have to test for it because they're spraying it in the atmosphere and there's no filter that can remove it from water. And when people say, well, I haven't had a vaccine, I haven't got it in me, wrong. I guarantee it's in your tap water. They're now using graphene oxide powder to filter water.
Wow.
How do you stop it getting into the water? It's impossible. It's been recommended as a water filter.
Any chance of structured water getting rid of it?
A distiller removes it 100%.
Right, okay.
That's why distillers are critical. No filter will remove graphene oxide. You have to use a distiller. And for me, it's a no-brainer. I do distillers on my website. It's a no-brainer. You've got to have a distiller in the house because there's other stuff coming yet. There's other things going to be put into the water system that no filter can remove. You've covered your back by getting a water distiller. But this is even more serious, Alan. Graphene oxide becomes explosive in a 5G wavelength.
Mm. Yeah.
Now think about this. You've got minute particulates which go pop inside you. Mm. Those very, very small blood vessels will burst. You will barely notice it. All you'll notice that your eyes are going bloodshot and you've got blood showing in parts of your skin. And do you know what they're going to say that is? Ebola.
Oh.
It's coming. They're already saying, oh, we've noticed we've got some people who've tested positive for Ebola in the UK.
Yeah, and it's not that at all. What about people who have graphene oxide in their body now? Will the structured water help to get rid of it?
The nanoclay will remove it.
Not the structured water.
Distilled water will help to remove it because it absorbs. It's a solvent.
You're right. So if you distill the water and then structure it and then take that, will your body eject the graphene oxide?
If you take the nanoclay, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you have to take the nanoclay to get rid of it. Okay.
The nanoclay is the magnetic. Your body can't find graphene as a small molecule. Maybe distilled water will help to break it down as part of the structure of the water. But to be honest, I don't know a microscope apart from an electron microscope that could prove that. So my answer is, I don't know. Possibly not.
And this nanoclay, is this? Do you take this orally or what way do you take it?
Yes, you take half a teaspoon to a teaspoon for 3 days. 1 day break, 3 days, 1 day break, 3 days. That's it. So it builds up in your system. The weird thing about this nanoclay is it does not dissolve in water. It retains its complete structure 100%.
Right, so how do you take
it? So you've got these particulates that will go slowly get into your system and they'll hunt down the pieces of graphene oxide. It will attach itself to it until it gets a cluster. And the blood will then recognize it through your immune system and say, out, and it'll dispose of it, not knowing it's taking the graphene oxide with it.
Okay, so how do you take it? You said you take it orally and it doesn't break down in water. So
yeah.
Well, how do you take it?
Well, it looks like it looked like a milk. It's like a white powder.
Okay.
So it doesn't dissolve, but it suspends.
Oh, right. So you just drink
particulates.
Yeah. Drink in the water. Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And it's quite tasteless. It's not particularly unpleasant or anything. You can add it to a yogurt or milk or whatever you want.
And we know that the graphene oxide, the plan is to have the graphene oxide in the vaccines. People get vaccinated. That means they are able to be manipulated through the 5G technology.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking of 50,000 waves or 5 million wavelengths. Mm. We're talking of 60 billion, 50, 60, and 80 billion waves a second. How the hell they can produce, 1 billion waves a second, but 50 billion waves a second, it shakes the living daylights out of living cells. Now, Alan, you are pretty awake, and most people won't understand this. It'll be shocking to them. Mm. But when you look at 2025 Georgia Guidestones, for about 90% of the population gone. Years ago, I think that's impossible. They'll never achieve that. Mm. Now, I'm almost crapping myself because now you can see it's on the table.
Definitely. You know what? I came across the other day, and again, folks, take this with a pinch of salt, but there's a YouTube channel called Omar Ghosh TV. That's Omargosh TV. And he has a video up there of some guy who said he woke up in hospital, and this was in 2027. He woke up in 2027, right? And it sounds weird, right? And nobody is around. Everything's working. Electricity's working. And people were saying to him, go into here, go into here, go into here. And they said, oh, it's early in the morning. That's why nobody's there. So he goes to these places at 5 o'clock in the day when it's rush hour and nobody's around.
I've seen the video. It's very spooky.
It's spooky, isn't it? And then what he did is he said, right, this guy's in Spain. So it's happening someplace in Spain, a location in Spain. And he places certain things around, like little tokens. And he asked people to go to these places to try and find tokens. And the people go there and they find the token. But yet, obviously, the way he's seen the world, there's nobody there. Now, I don't know whether this is a kind of wind-up for a movie that's going to be coming out. And they go, ha, 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 we fooled you. I don't know.
Somebody suggested that. He's apparently the guy who's done the video is some form of graphics artist linked to filmmaking.
Okay. So it could be.
So I read.
Okay. So, well, look, the fact that we're not there and we're not involved, we can't really comment for sure. But I just seen that Jordan Week and I found it quite interesting.
Yeah.
But you're right. The Georgia Guidestones, the reduction of the population to 500 million, which is on the Georgia Guidestones, and the fact that, again, there's been talk about a lot of spiritual people are saying there's going to be a lot of people transitioning over in April and further on down the line, which makes you think about, what's going on with, the energies and also the vaccines. And even though people, because we know that there was three different kinds of vaccines, if you want to call them that, or jabs. One was the placebo, one was the vaccine, and one was the vaccine with something added to it as well. And it was that nurse from over in Eastern Europe that came out and said it. And she said, depending on the bottle you have, will depend on what you got. Because they had to have a kind of a placebo in there anyway for the tests. So even if people got the vaccine and they weren't affected by it immediately, because it's actually in your body. The other thing that somebody said to me during the week is they're saying that when people are going for a blood test, this was said to me the other day, somebody went for a blood test and they recommended they go and have an AIDS test as well. And the person said, oh, I'm not vaccinated. And they said, oh, that's okay then, you don't have to get a test. So why are you telling people to go for an AIDS test if you've been vaccinated?
Well, put it this way, Alan. I work with two top-class biologists who understand DNA splicing. Okay? Mm. Did that well qualified. And the professor, Mike, who's into biology, they all three of them said to me, the first vaccine reduces your immune system by 25%. Mm-hmm. The second vaccine reduces it by a further 25%. The third vaccine, again, by another 25%. Now, what they are telling me is that that attacks your immune system, and anything you catch, like a bacterium of COVID-19, you will be affected even worse still. And they're actually saying publicly now that people who've had the vaccine could suffer more from future cases of COVID. So this is what all three scientists told me. If everybody takes anybody that takes all the vaccines and they're not placebos, they will be dead within 36 months.
Wow.
And these guys understand how the biology of the body works. And that is what they said to me. That's monumental.
Wow. Well, look, let's hope. I don't want to leave on a negative. I want to sort things up on a positive. Look,
yes.
I think the
majority... Well, there was a reason in me saying that, yeah. Because there are things that you can do. We bring out in 1 week's time, it's been 20 years ago it was invented, and we've re-engineered it. It's a frequency device called an Ioni. We've had incredible results with this. Do you know the world's strongest man, Eddie Hall?
Yeah.
He's, well, very famous, just had a big boxing fight. The professor knows Eddie Hall. He gave him one of these about 5 years ago. Now, Eddie Hall could never get through that, past that final line to become the world's strongest man. Now, he gave him one of these Ioni boxes. And so Eddie says, okay, I'll try it. He rang the professor up. Just 3 months later, he says, I can't believe the progress I've made. I am massive. He says, my muscles. He says, this thing's incredible. That year, he won the world's strongest man, and he won it the next year as well. He says the change it's made to him is phenomenal.
Fantastic.
It's got four programs on it. This is interesting. Program number one.
Just to hurry. We have about 2 or 3 minutes just to let you know.
Okay. Yep. So basically, it's got four frequencies. One of them splits the mitochondria in cancer cells. The other one enhances the cell wall so they perform correctly, so it gets the right amount of nutrients, and it works on the energy on the cell walls. So there are answers for the vaccines, lots of them, and it can be reversed.
Brilliant stuff. Excellent. Well, Harry, thanks a lot for coming on. As usual, fantastic information. I think loads of stuff that people have will benefit from on tonight's show. Quick question from Kulim on the chat. Question: does zeolite do the same thing?
Yes, it's very similar.
Yeah. Okay.
My knowledge of zeolite is not fantastic, but I've heard it's very similar to shungite.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so there you go. My help there, Harry. Thank you again for coming on the show. Fantastic information. And thanks
Pleasure.
For giving me the contact with Ron and Bill and getting them to have a chat on the show as well and giving us an update on the structured water. Before I let you go, obviously give out your details, where people can find you, the website and everything else.
Yep. Onlyresultscount.com. If you type in onlyresultscount.co.uk, that will work too. There's new products about to come out. Watch the website over the next week. We also do an energy saver that takes about 18% off your gas bill. That's critical. There's a new one coming out for your car. Energy prices are ridiculous. So we need to do something about that. So there's other new technologies coming out. I can't tell you about right now, but they will be available.
Fantastic.
Super, super technologies.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, we will get you back on, and when the time's right, we'll talk about it, and we'll let people know. Harry, thanks for coming on there. Just stay with me there for a minute. I'm just going to go off to a musical break, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Well, there you go, folks. That was Harry Rhodes. Harry, fantastic information from Harry. Every time I get him on, I'm just amazed at the technology he's working on and the things he's doing and the amount of help he's trying to put out there with so many people who contact him regarding health issues that they have. A brilliant guy, fantastic. And I hope tonight, and I just hope everybody who listens to this show and the people on the chat room say, listen, I'm going to have to get structured water. You don't have to go over to Harry's website and buy his Vortexer. there's loads of other structured devices out there as well, and Harry would be the first one to say that. As long as you start vortexing and making structured water for your own health, give it a go or get a lend of something, maybe a lend of a vortex or a device for you to try for 2 weeks and see how you get on. I've ordered one. I ordered one 2 weeks ago from America. It's the one that Brian had when he demonstrated that in the assembly group. And I ordered that. And then I ordered that. And then a few days later, I thought, hang on a minute. I said, Harry sells a water vortexer as well. So what I might end up doing, I'm going to try the one that Brian had first. The one that Brian showed me and the one I ordered is a plastic device with magnets on it. And they do whatever they do to get it, you know, initialized. And the idea is you have two plastic bottles, and you screw it in between the two bottles, and one bottle is like full of water, the other one's empty, and you think of an egg timer, and what you do is you turn it upside down and you shake the bottle, and a vortex begins of water, and as the water vortex goes through the magnetizer, it restructures the water, and you do that 3 or 4 times, and then the water is actually restructured. So I happened to say to Harry, I normally get the 5-litre bottles of spring water from Aldi because I don't go near the tap water and I don't have a distiller. So I said to Harry, maybe if he does the same thing, if he makes one of them vortexes that fits the tread of the 5-litre bottles, because a lot of businesses sell the 5-litre bottles of water. And I know, again, he mentioned about the plastics in the bottle of water, but he said that by doing the restructuring, that helps to clear it out as well. So that's the plan anyway. So I'm going to hopefully get in my vortexer this week and I'm going to start taking it, because that blood video that I sent over, the blood test video that I sent over on the chat room, if you have a look at that, you'll see the difference in the blood. Now, I'm going to try and do the same thing over here. There's a lady I'm speaking to who's involved in the assembly, and she knows somebody who's a microbiologist, or somebody who can do the same thing. And although we see it on YouTube, wouldn't it be better if I could do it, if I could meet a microbiologist and they took a blood sample of me, and then in 20 minutes time after drinking structured water, they took another sample, and then you can see my blood on screen. I think that would be a more proof of how good structured water is, and prove that it does what it says on the tin. The other thing that also was mentioned on the show, and Ron mentioned it, about getting the blood pressure device. They're very cheap on AliExpress. They're not expensive. So what you can do is you can actually buy one of these devices, and it'll take your blood pressure. And if you go on, as I say, AliExpress or YouTube, and you'll see them. I think they're about 40 or 50 quid. They might be even cheaper than that. And you can take your blood pressure, and then you can start taking the structured water, and then take your blood pressure again, and then you'll be able to see if the water is actually having an effect on your blood pressure, on your blood. That's one way to do it, that you'll visually see what's going on. So again, you know, circle of white light is all about solutions, or as much as we can to give you the solutions. And here's the solution. Now you have the information, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to just ignore it and go, oh, that was a nice show, and then just carry on drinking tap water? Or are you going to at least look into structured water and say, right, I'm going to get one of these devices, I'm going to get something, and I'm going to try it myself? Because how important is your health? Are you on blood pressure tablets? Are you having the problems with circulation? You know, is there a number of other health issues that you have? You know, is this worth a try? Give it a go, see how you get on. We had two people on the show, Ron and Bill, who said how good they felt after taking the structured water. So whatever solution you come to, as I say, I'm not a medical doctor, but whatever solution or choice you come to, I'd love to see people trying it and then emailing me and then let me know how you're getting on. That would be fantastic. I'm hopefully going to be doing it during the week, and we'll see how we get on with it. So for myself, right, okay, before I let you go, now, my guest on the show next week is Francis Richard Connolly. Well, I was supposed to have Francis on last week, but he had food poisoning. He wasn't well. So we said that we'd give it 2 weeks and we'd get him on. So he's going to be on next week, and we're going to be talking about everything that's going on the planet at the moment, and other things as well, I'm sure. So thanks again for everybody who tunes in on Sunday night and gives me 2 hours of your time. Much appreciated. Thanks to everybody in the chat room there chatting away. You're having a great chat there with each other. And lots of love there. Take it easy. The energies coming in are very powerful. The sun is hyperactive at the moment. And they're saying about CMEs coming off the sun. And the earth facing the magnetosphere is there hopefully to protect the earth, but I think the actual shields are down or they're quite low at the moment. So we'll just have to see what happens. So, you know, I know they had some radio outage, I think, in South Africa, somewhere there had issues. But yeah, we'll see what happens anyway. If we're still around by next week, I'll be doing the show anyway. So for myself, take it easy. And again, if you have a couple of quid and you fancy donating to Circle White Light to help support the radio station and to help towards going towards community groups and people, that'd be fantastic. So for myself, take it easy, have a good week, and we'll talk to you then. Bye bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.